You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out JMBullion.com today. Ready Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at ReadyMadeResources.com. Today's guest is Brad Harris of Full Spectrum Survival. Brad, it's been way too long since you've been on the show. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me, and thank you everyone for listening.
And since we've got so many new listeners since the last time you were on the show, can you just remind us how you got into preparedness?
Sure, absolutely. So it was kind of in my blood as I was brought up as a child. You know, it was always my grandparents especially were very into preparing for the unknowns of tomorrow. So they always kept abreast of international news outlets. I always remember my grandfather listening to shortwave radio, really just keeping inundated with information, not just from a local setting or national setting, but internationally, and the different views and aspects that you get from, you know, reaching out to those different resources. And it really makes you aware as a person of how wild the world is right now and how devastating some of the crisis events that never get talked about in national mainstream media really affect people of the world and what we need to do as individuals to prepare for them. So there's always been food in the pantry. There's always been the need to go out and go camping, get into bushcraft, get into surviving at least a couple of days. And you just call it camping when you're just going out there with a backpack. But, you know, it's those skills that you build that you would use during a time of crisis.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's important to just get out there and it's good for your head, for one, to just to get away from the computer and the TV and the phone and all the garbage of everyday life. You just need that to just disconnect for a little while. And then, like you said, that's and then once you're out there, if you ever have to do it, you're going to be so much more comfortable with it. So talk to us a little bit about Full Spectrum.
Okay, well, one of our biggest outreaches kind of walks right into that, and that's the getting people prepared by just getting out and camping, just spending time out in the woods. If you did nothing more than go out with the wife and the children camping 2 weeks a year, you would be prepared in the event of a disaster because you'd know how to deal with a wet wood fire. You'd know what it takes to set up a shelter. You'd have an idea of how much food you need without access to a grocery store. And it would start building these life skills that have been bred out of us in modern society. And instead, we've been built upon a reliance on the state and the government and local grocery stores, local access to things. So just get out there and get camping. And that's one of our major points of discussion within Full Spectrum, is just to go and start today so that when something does happen, you'll be more prepared for it. But at Full Spectrum Survival, we aggregate news from international sources and we gather it all together on a daily basis and publish on YouTube the World News Update, where we cover all the things that people need to know within the awareness community, within the survival and preparedness communities. That's curfews that are happening in places like Jammu and Kashmir, riots that are going on today in the in Congo and South Africa. We've got emerging viruses, radiation leaks in Florida. There's just so many different things that are going on that don't get covered on mainstream, and we work to bring those to people's awareness.
Yeah, I've been watching Full Spectrum Survival's World News updates pretty much every night, or if I miss a night, then I'll go back and listen to the past couple. But it's really, really good stuff. And it's stuff that seems to get buried on the back page of the mainstream media or completely skipped over. But it's usually the stuff that's most threatening to our way of life or our very existence. Is that the consumer's fault because they'd rather hear about the trivial stuff? Or is it the fault of the media? Or does it take two to tango?
Well, there's been a mental manipulation going on for 30 to 40 years on the narrative that mainstream media has given to the consumers. And so the average person has been adapted to this narrative. And so they feel better without change, and they feel better thinking that, okay, something happened, but then it got blanketed over by something foo-foo and something nice and happy that made you feel better. So there's this cycle, if you watch mainstream media, of a little bit of disaster, then local, and then some foo-foo and some feel good. And it keeps pushing these emotions so that the people feel this rise of emotion, but then it gets buried again. And like you said, it's not necessarily just the consumer's fault, but the average person, as they're known in our communities, of course, are the sheeple. They don't want that change. They don't want to become aware of the dangers that are present that you and I and everyone listening know about every single day.
There was a recent poll that suggested that people just don't trust the media anymore. Is that pushing more people to sites like Full Spectrum Survival for their news?
I think so. What we always do is we reach out to as many resources as possible. And Mark, I think I've told you a little bit about the computer algorithm that I wrote that drives our media aggregation. So I'm fluent in Python, C++, and a couple other languages. And I built an algorithm that goes out to forums, goes out to IRC chats, watches social media, and gathers from international mainstream outlets. And it uses a key value system in a dictionary to pull in all of this data and then sort through it depending on its suspected level of importance. And then it feeds that information to me so that I can personally look over it and decide exactly what needs to be discussed about. So I think you're right that people are driving away from a distrust in mainstream media and using something that is not only independent, but also gives you information with backed up links and information that you can follow. So an example, a study was published in the current journal of current biology that shows in just 20 years, mankind has destroyed over 10% of the world's wilderness. Now, when you scale this on a model, you're looking at a tipping point of wild resources. And we're seeing as human beings the sixth great extinction event of mankind. So if people don't know these things and be able to follow the research themselves with the links that we provide to them, they won't understand the importance of being able to grow their own food. They don't understand that unless something changes, they'll be forced to eat processed, prepared, genetically modified foods that are grown for us, because that's all we can do to keep, mankind going.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Katie Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. They can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. Order today from katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
After a massive wave of disappearances, 26-year-old CIA analyst Everett Carroll finally believes what he's been told about the biblical prophecy of the rapture. Global currencies have collapsed, famine and plague have claimed the lives of millions, and the world has crumbled into chaos. 7 seals, 7 trumpets, and 7 vials of God's wrath are about to be poured out upon the earth, and woe to the inhabitants thereof. Buy your copy of The Days of Elijah, Book 1, Apocalypse, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, in paperback or Kindle edition from Amazon.com today.
In the spin that CBS, NBC, and ABC have been putting on the polls, and the way that they just exalt Hillary in the midst of email scandals, and despite Benghazi, and despite the trail of dead bodies leading to her doorstep, it's just absolutely astounding. And it looks like something you'd see on a state-run TV in a communist country like I think China's state-run TV is CCTV. It's reminiscent of that, of where, it's the only thing that the government allows. And
it's exactly that. It's just under the guise of free media.
Absolutely. Talk to us a little bit about that. I guess it was the church hearings. Was that in the 60s where the CIA director admitted that Project Mockingbird was part of the CIA's program to infiltrate the media and influence the media?
Yes, you're exactly right. And let's look at an example of today. This is happening on a platform that we all know dearly, and that's YouTube. So starting within the last 30 days, YouTube rolled out a demonetization act. Act. What this did is this went after any video that discussed anything with suspected propaganda, terrorist information, graphic media, or anything that was considered not confidential, but just conflicting with the mainstream narrative. And they started demonetizing these videos. Now, you're talking not just about truth channels like yours and like ours and others within the community. You're talking about major channels. And even on the social media side, people with 4 million, 8 million subscribers who are discussing atrocities going on in North Korea, who are discussing some things going on in South America like Venezuela, they're demonetizing these videos. So what they're doing is a soft censorship of these channels, because what's going to happen to the average person that uses this for their, you know, for their career? They're going to stop making videos about these things and start making videos about cats instead. And I'll give you one example. Is it said explicitly not to discuss politics in their trigger words and their trigger system. So if you discuss Hillary, if you discuss Trump, if you discuss anything like that, they're going to knock your video down. And then repeated denial of adhering to their rules will equate to a channel deletion. So what they're going to be able to do is further push down, further bury free media and independent media, and force people to go to other platforms which are less widely known. Because as you know, when a person stands up and can be heard, that's when real change will be made.
Yeah, absolutely. And YouTube's a great outlet right now. There's some interviews of mine will go, you know, we might get 30 or 40,000 views on it.
Which is a good – that's a great number. I mean, that's 30,000 ears, 40,000 ears that can actually affect change.
Yeah, and you know, the podcast downloads are probably closer – they're a real steady, you know, 5,000 or 6,000 downloads. And then the YouTube views could go anywhere from 1,000 to 30,000, you know.
Right.
And some even more than that. So it's much more erratic – depending on whether it gets picked up and people start sharing it and things like that. But yeah, and if we got kicked off of there, it would be big. I hope that the folks that are listening on YouTube right now, I hope you know that you can always go to PrepperRecon.com and hear the exact same podcast. You can go to the podcast archives. You can listen to all of our shows going all the way back to the very first one 3.5 years ago. And so they're always going to be there, even if we get taken off of YouTube, which we probably will, because that's the type of stuff that we talk about on the show. And I'm sure that Full Spectrum is you'll probably be on the chopping block at some point in the game as well. Do you have a backup plan for that?
We do. We have one in place. We're starting to aggregate a list of listeners that we can start to give out information to. But we're also going to be placing like an RSS feed for a backdoor on the website, fullspectrumsurvival.com, where you can not only go find the links to every day's stories, but you can also, you know, find a backup copy of the video. Now, you brought up a great point, and that's not relying on a single platform for your information. And this is something that I advocate and I strongly suggest to all of the listeners. Don't just rely on me or even you or anybody out there. Go out and find the information for yourself, because so much information has a twisted narrative. So much has a background with it that maybe isn't fully in the truth. So although, Mark, I've never heard anything erroneous on your site. I've never reported on anything erroneous. I still suggest that everybody go out there and back up and research the things that they hear for themselves. And this is just a good habit that everyone should start. What's your take on that?
Absolutely. Trust but verify.
Right. And this is something that we see the need for more and more, because like you said, the mainstream narrative is very twisted. It's very there's a fork in the path between the truth and what they say is the truth. And if you don't follow the truth yourself, you're never going to know what really happened. So in the event of local riots and things like that, like we had just a couple of months ago here in the U.S., while the media was saying that things were calming down, it was a quiet night, if you were to listen to the police scanners, you would see that the night was anything but quiet.
What's the biggest threat on your radar right now?
Without a doubt, I'd say it's the fact that Russia and China are coming to power, not only economically but militarily, and as the United States begins to wane in power, it will be forced to place a stance. It'll be forced to draw a line in the sand and to retain that power as a global world order, along with the USD. The United States is going to have to move. And we all know that when an economy fails, the next thing that happens is military action takes over. So it's only a matter of time before we see either a military mistake, whether it's surrounding the South China Sea or over Syria right now, whether we see a mistake that triggers an event, or it just gets to a point in the global economy that world powers have to act to try to garner more control. That's something that we see happening in the near future.
Can you talk to us a little more in depth about the friction between U.S. and Russia in Syria right now?
Yeah, without a doubt, it's a proxy war. So the United States and Russia are both fighting over grounds. And let's not forget that Bashar al-Assad was an ally of the United States just a few years ago. But now there is a push to get him out of power, and Russia has backed him up. And this is something that we see happening all over. Look at Turkey. Turkey is moving away from a reliance on the United States militarily over to Russia. We've got India moving a little bit over to China. There's this shift that's taking place that is pushing the United States as a global power further and further and further down the hole. As far as Syria goes, I'm sure everyone knows today, and we just reported on it, that there's not only been a break in the ceasefire in which the United States bombed the Syrian military positions, but just today there was a bombing, an aerial bombing of aid that was, an aid convoy that was moving to help people that are still stuck in Aleppo. So while Russia and Syria are both denying that they had anything to do with this bombing, international media is saying without a doubt that they did. And so there's a push for action against Russia and against the Syrian military, which, if enough steam gets behind it, will cause America and its allies to make a military move there, which could set off something global that none of us want to see.
And let's talk a little bit about Pyongyang. They continue to test more nukes, and that's despite repeated threats by the U.S. and South Korea. How serious of a threat do you think North Korea is?
I think they're a regional threat. As far as what we've seen, they haven't produced anything that could, reach the United States currently, but that doesn't mean that they won't create a series of events by acting upon a regional enemy that would cause the United States to back them up under our military agreements with Japan, with South Korea. And that right there could draw China into global war. That's something that we see as a very real possibility. And along with China making a stance on the South China Sea, and let's remember, it's globally known right now as the South China Sea. This isn't the South Asian islands. This is something that has been a major shipping lane controlled by China for a long time that now Japan and the United States and Western allies are saying, hold on, let's make this an international ground. And there's a lot of reason behind that. And if anyone looks deep enough down that rabbit hole, they're going to find that there's a suspected reservoir of oil underneath the South China Sea. And anyone that controls that area militarily can cut between 30 and 60% of the world's global trade just by controlling that point. It's like a choke point for oceanic trade.
And then they've got those two KMS satellites that are orbiting above the Earth, North Korea does, and they're supposedly agricultural satellates, but they're not what you would think if it's something agricultural where it's taking pictures, or even if it's a spy satellite that's being covered up, is that it's going to be collecting data and then sending a signal back to Earth. And according to Dr. Pry, they're not putting any information back out. So they're not transmitting information at all. So either they're defective or they're not really the types of satellites that they say they are. And there's some speculation on his part that they could house a nuclear warhead that could be detonated at high altitude over the United States or any target of their choosing.
Now, that is a real possibility, and that's something that we've seen in in-depth research into space wars, that there is not only are we as multinational societies capable of doing that, creating that type of act, but it's in all likelihood that Russia, China, and the United States, not to mention North Korea, India, or any other factions out there, have some sort of – near space weapon in place. And the thing about it is that as a person, as a citizen, we're kept in the dark. We're very, very unknown to these types of things, but they are happening. And you'll see, just like you mentioned, there's a little bit of speculation. There's a little bit of research that's gone into it. There's some studies. There's, you know, definitely something going on out there that we as people and within the preparedness and survival community need to just add into our bucket of information and try to use that to prepare for as much as possible, not knowing the exact event that's going to come our way.
Hey, Preppers and Patriots, that's the end of the first half of my interview with Brad Harris from Full Spectrum Survival. Tune in next week for the rest of the show.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers Molly-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.